Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Our man Eddie House, the NBA champion, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NBA. But first, we're going to get to the NFL. And, Rob, the huge game, it's a huge weekend, obviously. They're down to the Elite Eight in the NFL. So all the games are huge and important. But the biggest, arguably, is Buffalo against Cincinnati in the AFC. And, of course, they were starting to play in the regular season when DeMar Hamlin was injured and suffered cardiac arrest, and the game was canceled. And so they never finished that game. The Bengals were up 7-3 about 5-6 minutes into the game. But they will play again this weekend, and, of course, we're all looking forward to it. But Joe Burrow, Rob, will also be eligible for a long-term extension with the Bengals this offseason. And, of course, I mean, they'd want to bring him back. There's no doubt about that because, you know, he's obviously worth the money and a great player. But their owner, Mike Brown, or the team president and owner, he said this this week about Burrow. He's going to have a long career. We certainly want it to be here in Cincinnati. I think his window will extend over his whole career, echoing what Burrow said. But there is the fact that when you don't have to pay the quarterback some extraordinary amount, that leaves room to pay other players more, and therefore you can keep more players that are good players. That's what people are referring to there. Mahomes and others of that like, his words, they seem to make it go even after they have gotten their payday. So he's basically, he's implying, insinuating that he wants Joe Burrow to take, you know, less money than he's worth on the market so they can keep some of their other players. Rob, your thoughts?
This is why when he said his window's going to be open the whole time, I already
Cincinnati has a history. They're not like the big boys. They don't have the same kind of money. He shouldn't even be talking about this, about asking his quarterback to take a hometown discount. Why is this a conversation, Chris? Seriously. This is why teams don't win. This is why certain teams don't win.
You can talk about that. Like, first of all, not after the season, right? There's no need to talk about that right now. It's good for us as media.
Rob,
I don't know that you ever need to put that out there. If you want to, when you meet with Burrow and his representation, and you say, look, Joe, you explain it as you see it. We can't keep Jamar and T and Tyler and Mixon and all these guys if we pay you this. You know, like, you can deal with that, him and privately with that. But to put it out there, I don't know if it'll come back to bite him or not, but I don't like him putting it out there like that.
No, and what he does is he puts the onus on the kid.
Right.
That's what you're doing. You're turning the fan base against him. Joe, why you got to be so greedy?
Yeah,
don't take all the money. You know, save it for so that we can win a championship. How much is enough? You don't need that. No, he's not saying, why don't you, I'll lower the ticket prices. Hey, Joe, take less. But I'll make the ticket prices less. I won't charge $9 for a hot dog. Do you see what I'm saying, Chris? This is all to make the fans go against Joe Burrow or to make him feel.
Well, I don't think that's his plan.
No, but that's what happened.
It could have that impact. Absolutely. Well, Rob, when Mahomes took less money, it wasn't like the Chiefs weren't out there weeks, months before saying, yeah, he's going to have to take less. It was a surprise. Right? It was a surprise to everybody. Wow. I mean, obviously, it was promoted as $500 million, but it was a surprise. And I'm with you on that, Rob. I don't know why you would put this out there, three, four, 5 days, whatever it is, before a playoff game.
I just don't. It doesn't make any sense. And it's unfair. Chris, they already changed the rules against the quarterbacks. You remember the number one pick used to get paid big time. All the players ganged up against the number one picks. Oh, why should they get paid that much money? They haven't played it down in the NFL. So the owners got the players to turn on the quarterbacks.
Scale.
That's right. They turned on them, right? Because it was more of them not getting that than the quarterbacks. And now they're telling the quarterbacks again, no, you shouldn't take the most money, even though we all know without a quarterback, you ain't winning jack. Almost not. No, you know what I mean?
Well,
you have a superior defense, Chris, you're not winning a Super Bowl.
Well,
I
don't think it's just they're just trying to keep quarterbacks from making the money because obviously they do make the most money, but – it was just a rookie scale because whoever the number one pick is, you know,
could but it's mostly
name
nowadays
your price.
Quarterbacks. I get it, but I'm saying
you can name
it was wrong.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, remember the NBA? I thought the rookie scale was good. It's good because in the NBA they were just holding the teams hostage and getting all this money. They might not even be that good, and they're making more than perennial all stars and all NBA players, and same in the NFL. So
I don't
mind that.
Yeah, I disagree. When you put in the work and you're like a big time college football player, and you
that don't
won
mean you're gonna
you
be a big time pro player.
I get it, but that's buyer be that's the deal. You roll the dice. They could sign a big contract too, Chris, and not pan out totally. So you can't.
That's what I'm saying. But you only get the big contract. It typically, if you've proven yourself.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, all I'm saying is I thought it was bad. I just don't believe in it because there's no profit caps for owners. They don't care. For an owner to stand out there and talk about taking less when he's charging $40 for a hot dog, I have a problem with it. That's just me.
Well, they have a cap, though. They do have a cap. Now, you can argue whether or not they should have a cap. But when they do have a cap, it does impact, you know, what you can add to your team.
Because I just say, well, the cap, they come up with a
right. I mean, the cap is in place.
Show me the profits that they make.
I'm saying that's a different argument. I'm just saying under the rules they have,
it's
harder to add around a player or, you know, players around a quarterback that's making top dollar. But I got no problem with them making top dollar. But I'm just saying,
why should he take less? Joe Burrow, tell
I just forgot his name. The owner.
Mike Brown.
Tell Mike Brown he should cut his profits. Tell him to take less money. How much money does he make? Open your books. I dare to quarterback
they do
to tell
when they collect,
an owner
collect
to do
the
that.
Bargaining. I mean, but Rob, I mean, but the cap is real. I mean, that's for collective bargaining. But
I
you can't
that.
Just act, not, act like there's no salary cap. It's real.
What I'm saying is I'm not taking less. That's for you to figure out. You figure it out. That's why you got a capologist. That's why you have a GM. You figure it out. You can make
but
it work.
You figure out and you take – look, I don't have a problem with a guy taking more. And I don't have a problem with a guy taking less. Like, it's up to Joe Burrow. If he feels like, you know what, I think we will be able to keep more guys if I take less. But Chris, make sure you're right, because Mahomes took less and they lost Tyreek Hill.
Okay,
now there's other players you got to keep around.
And the Rams are way over the cap, Chris, with bonuses. The Saints are cleared over $100 million against the cap in one season because you could finagle the numbers. The Rams won a Super Bowl, and what did they do? They paid everybody. They gave Matthew Stafford. They're way over the salary cap, and they still won. So it ain't just
know what their future holds.
I agree the future's messed up, but I'm talking about it don't mean that you can only win one way, which is by the quarterback not making any money. That's a fallacy.
Well, but it's not about him not making any money. I mean, Tom Brady always took less money. For the most part. And he still has made more money so far to date than any quarterback ever.
Yeah, now, he won't. 25 years.
Obviously, at the end of. Yeah, but years ago, he still has surpassed everybody. Peyton Manning, all these guys. So, he won't be that, obviously, going forward. But I don't have a problem with a guy that could get $45 million saying, I'll take 40. Now, if he wants to take all 45, fine. But I'm just saying it's up to Joe Burrow. And if Burrow wants to do, it depends on what he wants to do. Because I don't think it's not going to affect the other players. You know, like that was the thought. But Deshaun Watson took all his money and Kyler Murray still got less. And Russell Wilson took less, you know, got less than Watson. And when Patrick Mahomes took the less money than he could have got, Deshaun still got all the money he wanted. So whatever Joe Burrow does, the next quarterback can do what he wants to do. So that's my thinking on it, Rob. But I don't like Brown putting it out there. To me, that serves no purpose, especially at this point in time.
It really doesn't. It's just some certain things you don't need to talk about. And he's negotiating in the press, Chris. That's what he's doing. He's putting out there. Yeah, he's putting out there what Joe Burrow should do and be worried about. Fans are now reading that. Yeah, Joe, don't take all the money. We need this. We need that. We need to win. Don't be greedy. And then that's the word that gets out there. If he wants the max deal allowed for him, he's greedy. No,
right.
What he's worked for. It's not. Right. He's not greedy.
Right. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're going to throw it out to you guys. What do you think? Should Joe Burrow take less money than he can get to help keep other teammates? Or should he go for every last dime? And what do you think about Mike Brown putting it out there? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the hosts of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been still on the line.
Get off the show.
Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen.
We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then you'll have all your protection in one place, and it'll be simple. So bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Should Joe Burrow take less than he could get to keep his teammates together? And what do you think about the owner throwing that out there at this time? Your turn
to
win.
Let's kick it off, Chris, with Mike in Cincinnati, where I used to live. Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. That's right. We both have Cincinnati roots.
Yes.
What's up, Mike?
Who day?
How y'all doing, man?
Doing great.
Good, man. What's happening?
No way, no how should he take less money. If Mike Brown doesn't get this done, I'm a lifer. I'm a big-time Bengals fan. I might be done watching him, man. I tell you. I'm living in the golden days.
Well, you can't lose him.
Right
now.
No, you can't.
Lose Joe Burrow.
You can't. I totally agree, Mike. Like, you finally got your quarterback. And I'm not saying fine, because they had Boomer Esiason got him to the Super Bowl, and so did Kenny Anderson, right? Kenny Anderson.
I mean, Andy Dalton was a game manager, but he couldn't win the big game, you know?
But they've been to the Super Bowl twice with two different – with Boomer and with Kenny Anderson. And I just come on. Like, Joe Burrow is that guy.
But the talk is that they're gonna lose T. Higgins this summer to free agency.
They don't want to pay him?
Because they know they're going to have to pay Jamar Chase eventually.
Wow.
Yeah, man, you just got to get it done, man. That's all I got.
All right. Appreciate you, Mike. Thank you so much, Mike in Cincinnati. What about Ryan in Montana? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
How are you?
Yo, who that? That's New Orleans, yo.
No, who
that? Did I say who that? Who they? No, we said who they.
Who they?
Who they? Who they? Okay.
Who they is Cleveland.
Hey, man, I understand what you're saying. You got to keep Joe. But if the dude wants a ring, if it's for his legacy and he makes that choice, then I give him props for it, man. If he just wants to get that ring and get a good team, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You mean taking the less money?
Yeah, that's, you know, his choice. Mean, if he takes that last money because he thinks he can get a ring on that team, the AFC is stacked right now.
Right.
How much do you want to get that as far as your, you know, how you go down in the history book?
Nah, I hear you. I mean, he's still going to be well compensated either way. He ain't taking $20 million, which obviously would be a lot anyway, but he's not, you know, he would be, I would imagine he'll be in the ballpark of what he could max out at, but... yeah, I don't think you have to take every single dollar.
And then here's the other thing, too. Like you always say, you always bring up Brady took less, but then everybody says, well, he never had any big-time receivers. They never went out and spent any money on any players like that for him. So, and then the whole idea was, if Mahomes takes less, then this way you'll keep a Tyreek Hill. And that didn't work out. So it doesn't always, because you could have, Chris, where you're saving the team money and they mishandle the money or they don't spend it or they spend it on the wrong guy. So I have a problem with saying just because you take less doesn't automatically mean it's going to benefit the organization or the team if you have a bad general manager.
Well,
or
I do. I think the Patriots, I mean, they didn't have the great skill position players in Brady's first go round. Obviously, he wasn't making a ton of money at that point. But I think, you know, linemen, he always had good lines, good defense. So that's where some of that money was spent. But let's keep getting with these callers.
All right, let's go to where are we? Micah. In Dayton, Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. I appreciate the call. So,
yes.
I
mean, how are you, Micah?
I'm all right. Hey, I'm all right. I'm going day home from work. I'm a hospice nurse driving home, dealing with people suffering all day. And
man. Let me tell you, yeah. God bless you. God bless you. That's a tough job. That's a tough job.
I appreciate that. So it's all about the optics, really. And I don't know if you guys have looked at, like, Phil Castellini and the Reds, too. But, you know, there's a whole fallout from last year saying, hey, you know, just move the team. And then this year he's saying we're a nonprofit organization. I know that's different, Reds to the Bengals. But Mike Brown has got to have some common sense to realize that this city – you know, we have a winner. Why are we talking about this right now?
Right.
This is ridiculous. I mean, we just want to be a city and join our sports team and just unite around a sports team. And Burrow has done that. He has united us. He is a selfish dude. And you don't have to put him out in front and center like that. Talk to him. Talk to him. He's a good dude. Joe Cool. I mean, I'm sure if you have a conversation with him. In Micah, private, you know, he'll have a conversation with you. Why are you putting him out on front and center like that in front of the whole city who's just trying to enjoy a winning sports team right now? That's all we're trying to do.
No doubt.
I'm just frustrated.
I hear you, buddy. You should be frustrated. And Chris and I, we talk about this all the time. Thanks, Micah, for calling from Dayton. Chris, just because somebody asked you a question don't mean you have to answer it.
Right,
he could have just said, I'm not talking about that now. We got a playoff game to win.
Right. I'm so excited. I can't even think about that right now.
I can't think about that. Who cares about that? I want Joe Burrow to have a great game and to lift this city to the Super Bowl. That's the answer I want to hear from my owner. How about Aaron in Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
What's going on, gentlemen?
You do it better than Mark.
Yes, sir. This shows how dirty and greedy the owners really are to try to flip it on Joe Burrow and make him look bad if he takes more money. I mean, if Joe Burrow did take less money, there's no guarantee Mike Brown's going to sign him anything. And you look at, you know, the credit to the Patrick Mahomes taking a team-friendly deal, Brady taking a team-friendly deal, y'all mentioned it. You know, they won – they're winning. Mahomes is winning without the players that they could have signed, and Brady won with a bunch of short white guys at receiver. So you know,
no right. It's unfair to put the burden on the players, and it's just a bad idea. And I, Chris, I'm with you. Like this is just you don't have to say that. Don't. Right. Why would you even entertain it? I don't care. They could ask me that question, Chris, and you know, we're reporters. Okay, so we get the business.
Right.
They should ask questions all the time.
Yep. Absolutely.
Don't mean you gotta answer them.
We got our man Eddie House coming up, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. He used to play back-to-backs, too. Our man Eddie House live from the TireRack.com studios. What's up, man?
What up, Eddie?
What's happening, guys? How y'all feeling?
We are good. Now, Stan Van Gundy, Eddie, I don't know if you heard about his tweet. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear about his tweet. I've been traveling
but you'll
all
be,
day.
You'll be able to, you'll be able to compliment.
A couple days ago, he tweeted that, you know, in the 90s, you had one trainer.
Guys practiced harder.
They played, you know, back-to-backs. And nowadays, they got a whole staff full of trainers. They're value rest over practice, and guys are getting hurt more than ever, which Rob and I have said about basketball and baseball.
It's crazy.
What is your take? We feel like from talking, I don't want to speak for Rob, but I think he agrees with me. We've talked to some doctors on the show, and they've said these players today, baseball and basketball, are not building up the resistance because they don't practice as much. They don't play as much, that they're not building up the resistance necessary to get your body used to, you know, going at the high level that you do in an NBA or MLB game. Is that your thinking? And what is your thought on this whole load management stuff? Because we were just talking about the Clippers. Like, we're frustrated to no end with them.
I can't even watch them anymore, Eddie. Every night, six guys aren't playing.
The load management thing is crazy, but I'm gonna give you guys a different take on it as far as why guys are getting hurt. I don't think it has anything to do with they haven't built up the resistance. I think they built up – they play too much. If you look at the AAU circuit, right, and I have kids that go through this, and I've had to even taper back my kids and playing. You have certain teams that will play tournaments every weekend, and that's four games a weekend, right? Then you look at over a summer, they play 67, 70-something games in a summer. And that's a three to – and that's more than almost more than an NBA season.
That's
so
ridiculous.
I think what's happening is, see, they're wear and tear of their body. Same thing with baseball. You only have so many throws in that arm, right? And as you're developing and you're getting your strength and you're supposed to be, you know, not playing every other sport, and that's cool if you don't play any every sport, but you do have a break. But when you're playing AAU basketball, you're playing AAU baseball, because that's a thing as well, you're constantly playing and you're still developing. So now you're tearing up your developmental part of your life, like your knees. Because I'll tell you this, I've talked to two different trainers, NBA trainers, and I will not say their names, but for sure, for a fact, these are really close friends of mine. And they said, man, we get some guys that come in here, these one-and-done guys or 2 years, and it looks like they are 8-year veterans if you look at their bodies under the MRI. And it's because of the AAU. And I believe the AAU is a gift and a curse. It's a great platform for kids to go out there, be seen, have an opportunity to be seen by a coach that maybe not be recruiting you because you're playing another team or another player that's getting recruited by that coach and have an opportunity. The platform is great, but it's a money grab, and I think that's where the AAU basketball has and baseball in that regard has failed these kids because on the backs of these kids, they make money, they do all of those things, and to the detriment of the kid when they get older. And I think that's why you're seeing more players injured at a younger age, younger age than it was ever before.
Yeah,
that's a good.
Yeah, that is a good take. That and you're right, and you're on that circuit with your boy, so you know what it is to do. But man, it is just let's go to the Clippers because this is where the conversation started. But you know, Paul George said, "Hey, we got to start getting serious about some of these games and playing all this," and then.
We got to play with some desperation.
Him and Kawhi not playing tonight. Like it just.
He said that last night.
He said that last night, and he's not playing. What do you make of that? I don't even take them seriously anymore. I don't know what they are.
I'll say this, Rob. Guys took pride in playing 82 games or not being available. You know, the best ability is availability. Everybody says that, and that goes across the board for anything that you're ever doing in life. The best ability is availability. And if you're not out there, then how can I count on you? And do you think that a lot of we should just hit the switch? I don't care. They got it twisted, because the one thing is for sure, it's only being a handful of players, and less than a handful, that can hit that switch. And those were very, very, very special, talented players. Not saying that guys in the league aren't talented, but they're not on the level of all-time great. Until you put yourself in the all-time great category, and it's only one way to do that, and that's being available for your team. That's putting up big-time numbers. That's being there in big-time situations. And I, like I said, it was a badge of honor to play in games. You didn't want to sit out. You didn't want to miss games. And I don't want to sound like the old guy, get off my line, or the old, you know, but really at the end of the day, we took pride in that. Like, we weren't trying to miss games. Even look at Jordan. What did Jordan do at the end of his career?
82.
He played all 82 his last year with the Wizards.
Hello, that's what I'm trying to say, at 40 years old. So when you start talking about that, and he was nowhere near having all of those trainers, having the sports science, having the diet, or any of those things, he still went out there because it was an obligation, not only for himself, because who he was, but it was also an obligation to that organization. It was an obligation to the fans, for guys that go pay, because that's where I say it bothers me the most, is when guys take that time off, some family has saved up to come to
game. Yeah. Thank you.
And that is not cool to me. That's not cool.
And Eddie, can you imagine the 9-year-old boy, his first NBA game, he's a fan of one of the players, you know what I mean? And that might be his birthday present or Christmas present.
How about this, Rob? I'm going to go a little – and that's messed up, all the way bogus right there. But I'm going to tell you this. I went to an Angels game thinking I'm going to see Mike Trout, and he took a load man in the game, and I was pissed. I'm telling you. I was mad. I was mad.
Eddie House is rich.
That's right.
I came there to see him play, and he's not out there. What is this? You know what I mean? So I can only imagine.
Is there anything that can be done? Because obviously a guy can easily say, oh, I got back spasms or upper respiratory infection or, you know, some injury that they can't really prove you don't have. Do you think there's anything they can really do to get players to start playing 75-plus games again?
That's a player's thing. So it takes a player, a top player, to say, man, I don't know what they out here doing, but I'm showing up every night. And then it takes them to be out there showing up and showing out. And then another guy says the same thing, and another guy starts sitting around looking like, man, well, you know, you start getting devalued at that point. Your worth.
Let me tell you something.
Man, you're not out there. I mean, come on.
I got it already. I'll tell you how you stop it. It's real easy. If you sit out, if you come up one night or back to back, and you say you're sitting out and you got something, you have to miss four games. Like if you're sick or you have to miss four games, Eddie, and then that would change people from just taking a night off. If you make people miss, like you go on a disabled list in baseball, Chris, you gotta miss a week, right? You're on a 10-day disabled list.
That's not bad, Rob.
Right, Eddie? You gotta miss 10 days. You can't play.
But Rob, they play every day. The one thing about think about this. That's tough. I feel where you're coming from, because it does draw a line in the sand, right? It's a line in the sand. But at the same time, if I roll my ankle today, I might not be able to play tomorrow, but I can play in 2 days. So if you do it that way, then I still feel like that really doesn't get it accomplished. It has to be a thing within the players where they feel like it means something. It is a badge of honor. It's actually – you could maybe get an award, maybe get a bonus in your – whatever it is.
How about zeros across your stat line?
It has to be some sort of incentive.
Chris and I have talked about that.
I like your four-day game thing, Rob, better than the zeros. Because, you know, a guy might legitimately be hurt.
Right.
Might, you know,
and you would hurt his scoring average.
But look,
career.
Hey, Chris, you rolled your ankle. We've all rolled our ankle. Tomorrow, but and you might not play again for 2 days, and then in 2 days you might be cool to go play. Now I got to sit out that game and then sit out another game. Now you a week out when you could have actually been playing. So
I feel you, Eddie. I totally feel you. However, I would say this at this point, I'm like, you know what? For every
whatever
blue right, if it, Because I would take that L to get these dudes, you know, to stop doing the load management.
To stop doing it. And, Eddie, you could look at situations like if somebody gets hurt or you could see it or they're in a game or they turn their ankle, that's fine. But I'm talking about where a guy's playing a back-to-back in a bad team and you know they're just taking the night off. Like, those are the ones that are suspicious that you would look at. Well, I'm not saying that it wouldn't mean that somebody couldn't get hurt. Yes, they could. But maybe three games, Chris, instead of four. But something to make
this.
Them punish.
How about this one? I think the owners have to – they will come together, believe that, because it's costing them money, believe it. And so at the end of the day, there has to be something put in the contract that if there is no load management, there's no such thing as that. You know, you don't want to play, you don't get paid for that game. Yep. Because guys get paid for those games that they're load management. And guys are getting paid a whole lot of money. You know what I mean? And I'm an advocate for everybody getting money, but I'm also an advocate of doing the right thing by people. And people at the end of the day pay a lot of money to come see you play. Paid a lot of money for you to be on that team. You have to be there. You have to be there.
That's our man Eddie House. Great stuff as always, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
Right on, man. You guys take care, man. It's cold as hell out here in Boston. Damn.
Man.
It ain't Phoenix, that's for sure. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We jamming up here. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Here's how it works. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. You can get all your protection in one place if you do that. So bundle and save at progressive.com. Rob, who's got a motorcycle, an RV, a boat, and an all-terrain vehicle? That dude's rolling.
That sounds like you, Chris. You guys are rolling now, you know? You guys are the top.
You're the one rolling.
No, you're a top.
Don't make
percent.
Me tell people about your car.
Your
$800 sneakers and all that.
That's what happens when you don't have any kids and your wife kicks you out.
Hey, you got all, yeah. You
giving
you
brand new couches to churches.
I know. I had to give away a
Did
brand
you?
New
you
couch.
Gave it to a church? You had to give it away? Why couldn't you give it back to the, get your money back?
I had had it. I already gave away half of it to the church.
So you just decided to give
the whole. So I decided, let me give the whole thing to them. And then I bought something that's way more comfortable. But
see, you know you rolling when you're like, you know what? This don't even fit. Just let me
it
just get
it. It didn't feel right. It just didn't feel right. I wasn't
one,
in love
one
with
of you
the
guys
couch.
Is a man of the Lord. I see you, Rob.
Yeah, oh, you know, I'm giving like back that. To the church.
That's right,
I like
Rob.
That. I like that. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Rob G, the NIL, interesting development at Florida.
Yeah, so four-star quarterback Jaden, I believe it's Rashada. He backstory here, okay? He originally committed to Miami with reportedly a $9 million NIL deal in place. According to reports,
$900,000?
$9 million.
He had a $9 million NIL deal?
NIL deal.
Jeez.
Allegedly, Florida swooped in about a couple of months later and said, we'll give you $13 million. But it wasn't through Florida directly. It was through their collective, which whose primary job is to raise funds for NIL and recruitment
right.
things
so
like that.
So it's like a third party.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're not, it's not the
right.
university.
Well,
right. But they know, the university knows
yes.
what's going on.
Well, right before signing day, the $13 million deal fell through for a number of reasons. And now Rashada wants out of his intent letter, which he already signed, because the funds are not adding up at Florida. So it's a big controversy.
But Chris, let me say this. This is gonna happen. These are the growing pains of this new system, right? Like, this is going to happen. And as time goes on, there will be companies who say, first of all, a recession is happening. We just had, like, you see these big company tech companies, Chris, today lay off 10,000 people. Like there's a recession going on. Okay, so there's good times, bad times, salad days when money's not in, whatever. And this is going to happen. And there will also be where companies who have given some of these NIL deals, Chris, will realize we're not getting our money back.
Right.
Like we're not. So this was dumb. We gave this kid $5 million.
That has already started to worry some.
Right.
Know, some guys haven't lived up to it.
They haven't lived up to it. It's not worthy. You thought it might. You were getting in on the ground floor, some star or whatever, and it didn't pan out. So this is just growing pains. I love the system. It will correct itself. These are growing pains. Giving a kid $13 million. Come on. And then, you know, for the kid to have them back out on them, you know, I mean – Unless you sign it, Chris, there's nothing you could do on it.
No, I'm with you, Rob. Like you said, these are growing pains.
Yep.
But it's capitalism. And we've said it. The coaches have treated college football like capitalism. The administrators, the people that run the NAACP, NCAA. Everybody's treated it like capitalism except the players. And now they are. And Rob, another thing, this is also the result of the schools or the NCAA schools not paying. Remember, they're not paying a dime. It's their boosters. It's other corporations, people that are in cahoots with the NCAA, you know, the team. But the school isn't paying the money, and that's where situations like this will happen. Keep it locked. 1 hour left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.